So do you realize that your brain burns roughly 20% of your body's energy every single day?
Oh, yeah, it is a massive energy hog.
Right. And a shocking amount of that fuel is actually spent just, well, trying to avoid making decisions.
Exactly.
Like inaction isn't just you being lazy. In behavioral psychology, we see it as a highly evolved biological strategy to, conserve calories.
Yeah, your brain is basically a biological energy hoarder.
Right. So welcome to the deep dive. Today, we are tackling day four of week six in your Laws of Life workbook. And the core principle here is that what you do matters. I mean, absolutely nothing dictates your reality more than what you choose to do, or frankly, what you choose not to do.
Spot on. Because its default state is just to drift. I mean, fighting the current takes massive effort from a neurological standpoint.
It really does.
So to override that evolutionary urge to just float along passively, you need a conscious framework. And that is exactly what today's workbook exercise provides with the SHOOTA formula. It's designed to reinforce all the behavioral work you've done this week.
I love the SHIPPY framework, but let's make sure we ground it for everyone. SHIPPY stands for set a course, hold the wheel, inspect and adjust, and push
Right.
forward.
Right.
In my field, we refer to this as having an internal locus of control. Like, if we stick to the maritime analogy, it means deciding that you are the captain of the vessel.
Right.
You don't just let the waves smash you against the rocks and play the victim. You actively manipulate the sails.
Yeah, but manipulating those sails is exhausting in practice, you know? Let's make this real.
Okay, let's do it.
If we break down the acronym, where do you usually find your vessel taking on water? Which phase are you naturally good at, and where do you just completely capsize?
Oh, putting me on the hot seat first, huh?
You know it.
Well, honestly, I am a master at setting a course. Give me a blank map and I will plot the most brilliant visionary route. I feel incredible doing it. But when it comes to pushing forward, like when the wind completely dies and I actually have to get down a row in the dark, you just stall out. Why does that initial drive just vanish?
Oh, because you're fighting a neurochemical illusion.
Wait, an illusion?
Yeah. That excitement you feel when plotting the map, that is a dopamine spike. But dopamine isn't the reward for doing the work, it is the chemical of anticipation.
Oh, wow.
Once the map is drawn and the novelty fades, your dopamine drops off a cliff. The brain says, okay, we planned it, we're safe, shut off the fuel.
So I am basically addicted to drawing maps, but I hate sailing.
Pretty
That is a
much.
frustrating biological trap. But what about you? Are you somehow immune to this?
Oh, no, not at all. I have the exact opposite problem.
Really?
Yeah, I am fantastic at holding the wheel. I can lock onto a bearing and fight a storm for days, but my massive vulnerability is inspecting and adjusting.
Ah, so you get stubborn.
Unbelievably stubborn. Even if the wind has completely changed direction and my current bearing is sailing me straight into a reef, my brain resists the energy required to, lower the sails, check the compass, and calculate a new heading. I just grip the helm tighter and insist I'm right.
Oh, a tunnel vision. So if we look at the stark contrast between those two extremes, I mean, the map drawer who won't row and the captain who refuses to check the compass, how do we practically fix these flaws? Because just knowing the weakness doesn't plug the hole in the boat.
Right, which brings us to question three in the workbook. It really comes down to forced interventions. For my stubbornness, I cannot rely on my intuition. I literally have to schedule alarms.
Like actual physical alarm?
Yes, force drops of the anchor to check the compass. I have to step away from the helm and ask, is this current bearing actually getting us closer to the destination, or am I just comfortable holding this heading?
Oh, I see how that works. That disrupts the tunnel vision.
Exactly. What about you? How do you fix the map drawer problem?
Well, for my dopamine crash, I have to stop waiting for a favorable wind.
Yeah.
Like motivation is weather, right? It is entirely
That's
unpredictable.
so true.
To actually push forward, I have to build an automated, non-negotiable daily system. I have to commit to rowing, say, 10 strokes a day, whether I feel inspired or whether I am exhausted and seasick.
Precisely. And identifying these exact structural leaks in your own psychology is vital because it sets you up for tomorrow.
Right, day five.
Yeah, on day five, you are going to take a real past shipwreck in your life, like a time you drifted or completely abandoned your goals, and run it through this exact SUP filter to see where the failure really happened.
Which is going to be super revealing, but honestly necessary.
Okay.
Before you tackle tomorrow, though, you have to complete today's mental conditioning.
Yes, do not skip this.
You need to review your custom stack exactly three times today: morning, midday, and evening. That is your three code rewrites, your three distill points, and your two quotes.
And please don't view that as just some tedious checklist. There is a deep neurological mechanism at play here.
Rewiring.
Yeah, when you repeat those specific rewrites, you are physically thickening the myelin sheath around those exact neural pathways. You are literally insulating the mental wiring so those thoughts become your brain's new default current.
And don't forget to frame your bedtime question tonight, too. You have to let your subconscious mind do the heavy lifting of processing those new pathways while you sleep.
Exactly. Tomorrow, we apply all this to the real world.
It's going to be great. So as you finish today's work, I want to leave you with this final thought. We often think of inaction as standing still, like a ship anchored safely in a harbor. But in the ocean of life, the water is never still.
It's always moving.
Always. If you aren't actively steering, the current is already moving you. So what unseen current is pulling you backward right now, simply because you refuse to touch the helm?